He'd learned a long time ago that women liked honest men. His mother would slap him sideways if he ever lied to a woman. He might be a little wild and reckless, but he wasn't dishonest. He never promised a woman anything he wasn't willing to deliver. Which meant steering clear of women looking to hook a boyfriend, a husband, or any kind of commitment. He gravitated toward the party girls, like the hot redhead and the statuesque brunette who'd been hovering near his radar all night. Those were the women who wanted to have the same kind of no-strings-attached fun he did. It was only a matter of time before he went in for the kill. After all, the hunt was part of the fun. All the circling, eyeing, and flirting was a game. He did love the game, and he played the game to win. Trying to figure out a woman's angle was the fun part. They each had an angle, an ulterior motive. Some wanted nothing more than an autograph or picture they could post on some social media site so they could show their friends they'd partied with football player Cole Riley. Others wanted to hook up for the night, hoping to share his bed so they'd have more permanent memories. If they wanted a good time, he was more than willing to show them one. The redhead and the brunette were definitely good-time girls. He could tell by the body language and the looks they gave him. They wanted a lot more than an autograph or a picture. Easy score, right? So why did his focus keep drifting to the cool blonde sitting by herself at a table in the corner? She wasn't his type at all. She wasn't wearing a skin-tight dress that showed ample amounts of tits and ass. She wore a simple, black short-sleeve dress that fell to her knees, though she did have killer legs. Legs he'd like to see a lot more of. She just wasn't showing off her assets. She was beautiful, sure, with a face that would stop traffic. And the way she was put together screamed money or high society. Her hair was twisted up behind her head. She wore a pearl necklace that didn't look cheap or fake. And he'd been with enough women to know that little designer purse sitting on the table in front of her cost a lot of money. Maybe she was related to the team owner. But he hadn't seen anyone come within 10 feet of the table in the past 2 hours. She was no wallflower, but she wasn't giving off vibes that said, "Come talk to me." Wasn't his problem. He didn't know her, and he intended to have fun tonight. Team parties were always a blast. And even better, this one was media-free. He could down a few drinks, chill with the ladies, and have a good time. There were plenty of women here to have the kind of fun he was looking for, and the blonde wasn't the right type. He could tell from the rigid set of her shoulders and the stick-up-her-ass way she sat that she wasn't a partier. She surveyed the room and gave off definite keep-the-fuck-away-from-me signals, which was likely why no one approached her.